In the past year, the U.S. dollar has fallen about 21% against the euro. And in a major policy shift, Treasury Secretary John Snow has repeatedly signaled that he's not unhappy about that. Snow is straying from the long-held mantra that a strong dollar is in the country's best interest. Many economists say the dollar had gotten too strong, and they say right now the sliding dollar may help struggling U.S. manufacturers. But there are risks that it could slide too far, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The term strong dollar is an odd one for manufacturers because the stronger it gets, the weaker they become when they compete against foreign companies. At LUTCO Inc., CEO John Stowe is walking past rows of machines that are stamping out housings for ball bearings. He stops in front of one particularly massive punch press.
So this one, this really shakes the ground when it works, huh?
Yes, this is a 200-ton press running a progressive die that exerts probably 150 tons actively for each stroke.
The workers here are churning out ball bearing assemblies for use in farm equipment, snowblowers, and semi-trucks. Stowe says for some products, his family business, with about 100 employees, has captured most of the U.S. market. So back in the 1990s, he'd ventured into Europe. Soon, he was doing about $1 million a year in sales and expecting that to increase. But then the dollar started rising in value. In the late 90s, it rose some 30% against many major currencies, and that made Stowe's products more expensive for European customers.
Well, the first sign that the rising dollar was affecting us was that our customers, because we do sell in U.S. dollars, our customers would call up and say, due to the rise in the dollar, we need you to cut your prices. And of course, we, in some cases, could shave them a little bit, but we weren't making all that extra amount of money. So we were under a lot of pressure, and we did lose a lot of business, yes.
Stowe figures he lost about 10% of his sales volume as European competitors were able to undersell him. That was a big problem facing U.S. manufacturers as the economy slumped. Many laid off workers, some went out of business. But as the dollar has fallen dramatically in recent months, Stowe and many others are now finding that the tables have turned.
Yes, there's no question it is. It gives us better profit margins.
Clyde Nixon is chairman of Sun Hydraulics, a Florida-based manufacturer with about 700 employees. You've probably seen one of those so-called bucket trucks lifting a worker up beside a telephone pole or tree.
We sell the valve that holds him up there and brings him down nice and smoothly. And we're the dominant supplier in North America and parts of Europe of that product.
Nixon says a lot of his competition comes from Italian companies, so the weakening dollar is a big help.
In the last year and a half, the exchange rate has swung close to 30%. We have a very substantial advantage at the present time, and we've seen our Italian competitors backing out of some markets.
Nixon says his profits have risen by at least $1 million as the value of the dollar has fallen. In his tight margin business, he says if that continues, it could mean a 50% gain in profits this year. A host of larger companies are also benefiting, but the big question for some is whether that boost will change the spending behavior at U.S. firms.
The more important condition for growth is business confidence.
David Malpass is chief global economist with Bear Stearns in New York. He says beyond the dollar, U.S. firms have had a lot of reasons to be skittish in recent years. There's been the threat of terrorism, the war in Iraq, new accounting rules, rising health care and insurance costs, worries about deflation, and the list goes on. He says all that's been holding back the economic recovery.
The key issue right now is not so much what the dollar does, but more importantly, whether animal spirits come back in the business community. Do they decide that this is a good time to hire some workers, maybe buy a machine? So far, there's not too much good news on that front.
So while the weaker dollar is a shot in the arm for manufacturers, it's not curing all of their problems. And if the dollar fell too far too fast, that could cause serious new problems. For one, it could scare foreign investors out of the stock market. Economists say it could also spark inflation and drive up interest rates. Higher rates might harpoon the housing market, one of the few bright spots that's been keeping the economy growing. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.